Hello. It was very interesting to hear how Dent and Stu spoke about the food kaleidoscope in frame of the teach others scenario. There were a lot of questions of Stu which could still not answered. For example, could you explain me why it is good for me to have that freedom? Why it is not possible to write tests? Or why can we not perform a kind of presentation? Why should I cooperate with other students, or even, let alone, with conductors? And why conductors? Why not teachers? Why do not want anybody to give me clear commands? Professor Duck, do you remember?
Hello. Of course, I do remember. These are important questions and they should have answers at any rate. I would start with the expression freedom and at once I would highlight another word, the sovereignty. Sovereignty means, even a single student should be capable of solving problems never seen before. It means too, the students do not need commands because students are not machines having a source code in their head written by the teachers. The world will produce new and newer problems, therefore, the knowledge being only useful in well-known cases is not enough.
This is a good starting position being for a few seemingly too hard. And I will try to make it still harder. The education systems are functioning just well if the new students can stand on the shoulders of the older generations. It does not mean that the new and newer generation can repeat without any errors each component of the whole knowledge collected before. It means, however, that the new generations have the responsibility to search for errors, lacks, uncertainty in the collected knowledge system. The new generation should simply be better, more competitive.
There is a trivial and long-existing situation in the human life. If a family has an enterprise and the time is coming where the old generation should at last let that the new generation makes the decisions, but the life of the whole family is depending on the decisions of the new generation. This scenario was already valid in tribal societies too, where the hunting strategies could be seen as existential. Nobody could be sure to have the stone of the wisdom. Decisions should be made at any rate. And please never forget there are tribal societies and or family enterprises making bad decisions.
A bad decision can be letting the new generation to be active and it makes a decision, leading to collapse of the system. However, other competitors find ways to survive. Fortunately, the evolution is not just black and white. There are cases, with a significantly higher frequency, where the way to lose the competition has a cumulative character. It means instead of totally ineffective decisions, a lot of less efficient decisions can also be made. The ineffectiveness is if it brings definitively no result. Inefficient a decision is if it could have been more result based on the same efforts.
A series of inefficient decisions can reduce the market share of an enterprise step by step below the critical level where the enterprise should be terminated. To be good enough means too that we are capable of measuring the goodness. And we need not only LRT, poor LRT, the capability of measuring the goodness as such. This competence is the basic of the automation of learning, the automation of machine learning. A robot teacher, a robot conductor will only be able to support learning processes of the human beings in an effective way if the impacts of an action can be simulated in advance.
It is important to see examples, but it is more important to have a generalized capability to solve arbitrary problems. Teaching and learning are only then good if the generalization potential will be increased through them. This expectation could be denied before the area of computers and therefore before the area of the artificial intelligence. The Newth's principle made, however, clear that almost each human capability can be transferred, transformed, translated into source code. It is just a question of willingness. What should be as the next one transformed? It a question of efficiency.
The above-mentioned expectation should be interpreted in the statistical levels. The unique individuals can be just curious, and they can enjoy the information streams like National Geography, Spectrum, etc. These are the so-called popular science channels. In these cases, it is seemingly not relevant what kind of changes of the knowledge levels and what kind of changes of the knowledge structures the users will be realized. In case of accredited school systems, like universities, high schools, etc., it should be relevant what kind of promises can be identified and later proven.
The accredited institutions and the accreditations process should be handled like nuclear power plants. Each parameter value should be planned, and the interaction of the parameter values should be estimated and later proven whether the plan values and the fact are close enough compared to each other. Similar situation can also be observed in case of precision farming. The teaching and learning process should therefore support the increasing of the culture of evidence-based thinking. Evidence-based thinking means we are able, and we want to prove the correctness of declarations hypotheses.
Unfortunately, the evidence-based thinking is not a central parameter in the school systems. Teachers declare the knowledge and they seldom have time to derive it. Instead to say, the earth is round and or we should speak about a heliocentric approach, we should offer each detail about how these declarations could be proven in the past. This kind of shifting of paradigms will lead to a generation where the population will less believe and more understand. You could say at once, the evidence-based learning and the former black box theory seem to be antagonistic to each other.
Fortunately, the antagonism is just partial realistic. In ideal case, each human being should know each component of the entire human knowledge. It is, however, impossible. The proper question is what parts of the entire knowledge should be known to have the highest level of adaptivity, the highest level of generalized problem-solving potential. For example, to accept that the Earth is round, we just need images from satellites where the planet can be seen from a lot of point of views. Black boxes are the satellites, the physics of the space programs, the phototechnical backgrounds.
On the other hand, to accept that images from different point of views lead to the conclusion that the Earth is round, expects that we can prove, that we can understand in a mathematical way, how images can be integrated, for example, to a hologram of a sphere. We can ignore in a moment parts of the evidences and we can see parts of the human knowledge hidden in black boxes, but sooner or later, it will be important to prove each details. Fortunately, not by a single individual.
All these briefly presented theses can be found in important works, novels, movies, if somebody would like to interpret more details. Worth reading, About the Static and Dynamic Characteristics of the Quality by Robert Persig. Worth watching, about how weak out evidence-based strategies can be in a moment and how strong is the logic in long term, in case of acceptance of nutrition rules in the society and economics. About the objectivism, you can collect impulses in form of a novel too. The novel is from Ayn Rand, and the title is Fountainhead. The novel of Kazohinia written by Sander Shathmari is also a relevant frame to support the understanding processes of the new era, worth therefore reading, especially if somebody is in a quarantine situation.